Zakta Mishnah Vayta, Masechtas Me'ilah, Peri Gimel Mishnah Vav. Call anything Haro'oi L'mizbeach, that its guf is fit, we should be makrivit on the mizbeach. V'loi L'bedek Habayis, but its guf is not fit for bedek Habayis. It should be used with the building of the Beis HaMikdash or the Kalim. So basically this would include behemoths without a mum, the turtle doves, the pigeons, flour, wine, levoina, all these things you could be makriv on the mizbeach. Their bodies can't be used physically in the building of the Beis HaMikdash or for kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. Lebedek habayis, for that matter, lebedek habayis, let's say you have something which can only be used for bedek habayis, v'loy lemizbeach, but not for the mizbeach. Gold, silver, precious diamonds, or things that are loy lemizbeach v'loy lebedek habayis. It can't be used not for the mizbeach and not for bedek habayis. Example, milk, cheese, eggs, chickens, a donkey, a behemoth tmeya. The guf is not roy, not for bedek habayis. Can't use it in the building of the Beis HaMikdash or any of its kelim, and you can't be makriv on the mizbeach. So the halacha is, in regard to all these things, my alin bai, there still is me'ilah. Why? Because it's possible to sell it for something that the Beis HaMikdash can use, or to purchase karbanis. So if you're magdish it for the purpose of the mizbeach, or for bedek habayis, there's still me'ilah. It's included in kachay Hashem. So really, the Mishnah is going from the smaller chiddush to the bigger chiddush. That's how the Rashbam explains it. Not only kachay mizbeach, which has a high kiddusha, even kachay bedek habayis, which has a less kiddusha. Not only things that could be used directly in the Beis HaMikdash, which has more of a kiddusha, but things that have to be sold and their money can be used. There still is me'ilah for all of this. Vayter says the Mishnah Ketzad. Let's have an example. Higdish bar molimai. This person was magdish a pit that was full of water. So technically it is royal bedek habayis because you need water to build. You mix it with the cement or whatever. But it's not fit for the mizbeach. Wait a second. They do pour water on the mizbeach, don't they? Yeah. That water has to come from a special place. It comes from the Me'ah Shalayach. It has to be Mayim Chayim. It has to be natural well water that comes from the ground. Well, let's see. Didn't they use water to wash the insides of the karbanis? Not that water. That was water that came through a canal that ran through the Azara. That was also, its makar was Mayim Chayim. That's where it came from. Natural well water. Or let's say somebody was Magdish and Ashpa Malaya Zevel. Ashpa is the place where you dump things. Zevel is fertilizer. Can't use it for the Mizbeach. Can't use it for Bedek Habayis. It could be sold. It has value. Farmers need it. Or Shoivach Meloyoinim. Shoivach is a place where the doves live, like a birdhouse. And it's full of doves. So that's fit only for the Mizbeach. Or let's say he was Magdish Ilon Molei Peiris, a tree that's full of fruit. This is also fit only for the Mizbeach. Fruits on the Mizbeach? Yeah, Bekurim. Every year you take a little bit of the first fruit of the Shiva Saminim. It's brought to the Beis HaMikdash and placed next to the Mizbeach. Sadeh Melei Asav, or a field that's full of grass. That's neither for the Mizbeach or for Bedek Habayis. In all these cases, Me'alim Behem U'Bemasha B'Taychan. You're mile in them and what is in them. In other words, he was Magdish, a pit full of water. You're mile in the pit and the water. And Ashba Mali Zevel, the Ashba and the Zevel. But that's because he was Magdish a bar when it was full of water. He was Magdish the Ashba when it was full of Zevel. Avulbat, continues the Mishnah. Im Higdish bar. Let's say he was Magdish just the pit. The Acher Kach Nismali Mayim, only afterwards did it fill up with water. Or Ashba. He was Magdish this like garbage dump. And the Acher Kach Nismali Zevel, afterwards it filled up with the fertilizer, the manure of the animals. Shoivach. Let's say he was Magdish first the birdhouse. The Acher Kach Nismali Yoinim, afterwards it filled up with doves. Ilon first the tree, the achakach nismale peiros, and only afterwards did the fruit grow in. Sadeh a field, the achakach, and only afterwards nismale asavim. Did it become full with grass? Then the halacha is my alin behen. Your mile only in the base, the pit, the ashba, the birdhouse, the field. The ain mayalim b'mashe b'toichan. But there is no mila for what's inside, not for the water, not for the zevel, not for the doves that come to live in the house, and not for the fruit that grows up on the tree. Divi Rabbi Yehuda zayalt Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon says not necessarily. Rabbi Shimon says hamagdish sadeh ve'ilan, someone who's magdish, a field or a tree. And then the grass grew in, the fruit grew in, after he was magdashed. Then the halach is ma'alam behem ibgidulehem. Says Rabbi Shimon, you're mile both in the field or tree and what grew. Why? Then they shen gidule hegdish. Because it grew from hegdish. According to Rabbi Shimon, anything that grows from something you were magdish has me'ila. But we're not going to say the same for the water in the pit, or the zevel that was thrown into the ashpa, or the birds that came flying into the house. That's not called it grew from the hegdish item. The hegdish item was filled up. So Rav Shimon agrees, he's maskim to the Tanakam. In the case of the water that only came into the pit afterwards, or the zevel that came into the ashpa afterwards, or the birds that flew into the house afterwards. Over there, there's no mila on these things because they weren't there at the time that he was magdashed. Zok the Mishnah weiter. We learned before that the milk of hegdish animals may not have mi'ila, but you're not allowed to have hana from it. Zok the Mishnah, Vlad mi'useres, the baby of a meiser behemah. How does meiser behemah work? He lines up his sheep. The tenth one is meiser. The tenth one we mark as meiser. This particular tenth one was in the keva, and it had a baby from before we were magdashed. Zok the Mishnah, lo yinak min hamuseres. We're going to have to get different milk for that baby. It can't nurse from the meiser animal, from its mother, because the baby is chulin. And that means that the owner is having hana from the milk of a hegdish animal. And even though there's no mi'ila, you said you're not allowed to. Meiser behema is hegdish. V'yacherim is nadvin kem, says the Mishnah. How do we touch these words? So let's first say the second shot the Batnir brings, which is the Rambam's shot, being that this baby can't nurse from its mother. So other people are going to donate milk that they have from their animals that are not hegdish, so this baby can drink from it. Another pshat is, v'acherim es nadvin kein, this is the first pshat in the Batanura, that other people could have an eitzah here. Let's say you see the tenth behemah that's coming out, is in a cave of the behemah that has a baby. So say, before officially you make it meiser, the behemah is meiser, but its milk is chulin. The Batanura says he likes the Rambam's pshat more. But he says over the pshat, this is the pshat he heard from his rebbeim. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Same halacha, Vlad Mikdashin. Not Maisa, Stama, Magdish, a behema. And the behema had a baby from before. So Vlad Mikdashin, the Vlad of Hegdish, loy yenak mina Mikdashin. It can't nurse from the Hegdish animal. Vacherim is nadvin ken. So again, either it means others would give milk from their behemas, or he makes this Tanai before he's Magdish the animal. Some people are Magdish before they Magdish the animal. I'm Magdish only the animal, but not its milk. I'm sure you remember, this is a mitzvah saying the Torah, that you have to allow people working on your field to eat. Under certain circumstances, they could eat for free. An animal also, you have to allow it to eat from the tuah that it's threshing. The Pasuk says, Leisachsam shar bedisha. You shouldn't muzzle an ox while it's threshing. What do I do, however, if what's growing on the field is hegdish? Zok the Mishnah, Hapayalim, workers, lo yoichlu, they're not allowed to eat. Make groigroi some of the dried figs, shel hegdish, that belong to hegdish. Even if they made a tanai, says the Batanura, that's how they're getting paid. They can't eat from it. What we're going to have to do is the treasurer of hegdish is going to give them money from hegdish money, and they're going to purchase food in the store. V'chein paro le'sech l'mekashinei hegdish. A cow also can't be allowed to eat mekashinei hegdish. Karshinim are a type of bean that animals eat. It's called vetch. So even though the Torah says loisach sim shor b'disha, you can't muzzle the cow. That's only the type of food that it's allowed to eat. But when it comes to hegdish, you are allowed to muzzle it. Okay, so quickly chazing over our Mishnah. The Mishnah told us that with the following categories, there is a din hegdish. Anything that's fit for the mizbeach, even though it's not fit for bedek habayis. Like behemoths, tmimais, behemoths that don't have a mum. Type of birds that are fit for the mizbeach. Flour, wine, levaina. Or anything that's fit for bedek habayis, but not for the mizbeach. Gold, silver, precious stones. And there are things that, with its guf itself, you can't use it not for the mizbeach and not for anything in the Beis HaMikdash. Milk, cheese. But the din is me'alim boy. There's me'ila. Mishnah told us if someone is magdash a bar full of water, that's roi lebedek habayis, they use the water to mix the cement. Or an ashpa, a garbage heap full of zevel, full of manure, which was used for fertilizer. Or a dove house full of doves, a tree full of peiros. A field full of grass. These things are not really not for mizbeach, not for bedek habayis. There is mi'ila, both. On the bar, the ashpa, the shayvach, and the ilan. The water pit, the garbage dump, the dove house, the tree, and the field. As well as what's inside it. The water, the manure, the doves, the peiros, and the grass. Even though he never said what's inside it. But we understand that if you're magdish, a pit full of water, you mean the water. But if he was magdish the bar, which was empty, and afterwards it filled up with water. Or an ashba which was empty, and afterwards someone brought in the zevel. Or a dove house that had no birds in it, and afterwards the birds came in. A tree without fruit, and afterwards the fruit grew. A field without grass, and afterwards the grass grew. Then there's me'ila only in them, the bar, the ashba, the eel, and the sadeh, the pit, the dump, the tree, and the field, but not what came in afterwards as I held Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon disagrees, some agarus Rabbi Yossi. In the case of a field or a tree, once you're magdish the field and you're magdish the tree, so what grows, grows out of hegdish. That's called gedulei hegdish, and there is me'ila for it. They are moida with the water that was poured into the pit, the zevel that was brought to the ashpa, or the birds that came into the house, that with their taka, it's not part of it. Then the Mishnah told us as follows. Being that you're not allowed to have hanoah from the milk of hegdish, even if there's no me'ili, and I'll have enough from it. So let's say the 10th animal that comes out is my miser animal, my miser behema. It's in a cave and it already had a baby. That baby can't continue to nurse because I can't have enough from hegdish. But, so we have two pshatim over here. One pshat is the Mishnah said, others brought their milk from different behemas that were not hegdish to feed the baby. And some say, the Mishnah means to say, you can make a t'nai. Only the behema becomes meiser and not the milk. Same is true for a baby of hegdish, for a magdish, an animal that already had a baby from before. It can't nurse from the mother. And here too, same thing. Others bring their milk, or you can make a t'nai. I want the hegdish to be chal only on the mother, but not its milk. Although there's a din that workers are allowed to eat, and sometimes workers even make a t'nai, this is how they're getting paid. They can't eat from the dried figs of hegdish. Rather, the gizber is going to give them money from hegdish funds, and they're going to buy the food with it. For that matter, even though there's a din, like sachsa, mishar, bedisha, you can't muzzle an ox or a cow, the mashal or mishas with a cow, while it's threshing, but if it's hegdish, the halacha doesn't apply, and you are allowed to muzzle it. And that's learned from the pasuk, like sachsa, mishar, bedisha. The pasuk could have said bedayish, with the threshing. Why bedisha? You're not allowed to muzzle it for something that it could eat. But you can if the behemoth is not allowed to eat it.